This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. There are still plenty of things to do in the garden as we wait for those mouth-watering tomatoes to really start producing, and I can start roasting, but that's another Garden Bite. Now's a good time to deadhead those flowers. I really went after my blue salvia. All the pictures on gardenbite.com. When you deadhead, you'll cut the flower off, generally speaking, at the first set of healthy leaves. What happens is you stop the plant from putting its energy into creating seed, and instead, it flowers again as it works to reproduce itself with more seed. I deadheaded my yarrow, my daisies, and also removed the stalks from the spent daylilies. Cut the stalks back as far down as you can. That way, just the leaves, the ones that are still green, are hiding the cut. Not every flowering plant needs to be deadheaded. For instance, I leave coneflowers alone. Their seeds can feed the birds and disperse amongst the garden. My coreopsis is really tedious to prune. You can shear the whole plant or let it do its own thing. I pruned the rose hips from my roses, first because they looked ragged, second, again, the energy of the plant will now go to new buds. You can leave the rose hips on later in the season for critters. It's also time for bug check and disease check. Take a stroll around your gardens. Look for leaf damage, perhaps some storm damage. Trim back dead foliage. With hot weather, then wet weather, your lawn is either crispy or growing like crazy. When you mow during the summer, keep the lawn at about 3 inches if possible. Some may think that's too long, but trust me, your lawn will be much healthier. I'll have all this on GardenBite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send comments, questions, or suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? And share photos of your gardens on Garden Bite Facebook. I love to see what's going on in your yard. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.